Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, April 29th. We're almost at the end of the month. May is coming up. Actually, my birthday is coming up.
It is. I know this, May 10.
Yes, absolutely. You see, you're good with these things.
Thanks. I put it in my calendar.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you. I feel privileged now to be on your calendar.
Of course. If it doesn't go in, I won't remember it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There we go.
It's set in stone.
Yep. And you brought us a guest this morning, and we're going to get to her right away. We won't let the guest wait as usual because friends don't let friends wait.
No.
So go ahead and introduce her to us.
Today we have Taylor King.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello.
What a name. Wow, Taylor.
I know. Someone just said that to me last night.
They're really? Like,
that is a strong name.
Yeah, it's like a made-up name, you know?
Like a stage name.
Yeah, exactly. We won't say a porn star, but, you know.
A different kind of stage.
Yeah, there you go. So is that your real name, Taylor?
It is. My parents wanted me to have a name like a... that looked like a man on a resume. So when I walked in the door, they'd be like, who are we meeting with, a man or a woman? But
wow.
These days, I think, don't you have to identify your gender on a resume?
No, you don't.
Yeah. So, That's interesting. Was that really their thinking?
Yeah.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah.
So see, I wouldn't be discriminated against.
Smart thinking.
Wow.
See, people give their kids like the dumbest names.
Right.
And they have no thought about like the future.
That's true.
Like when Apple comes in for like an interview.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah, let's hire that Apple.
Yeah. Or Moon Unit. Remember Moon Unit?
No.
That was Frank Zappa's daughter. Yeah.
What is a Moon Unit?
I just met his son the other day.
Really? Dweezil?
No, Amit.
Amit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess he gave him
really
all weird
nice
names.
Guy.
Yeah. Is he really nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank Zappa was a big deal. I never liked his music, but yeah, his daughter was Moon Unit.
That is
and
so funny.
I think she's still
odd.
Around. Yeah, I know. So yeah, there are all kinds of names, you know, so it could have been worse. But definitely a cool name. I happen to like boys' names on girls, you know. Like Madison.
James.
Well, yeah. Actually, Madison is a last name. Did you notice a lot of women
Madison.
Have like last names as first names?
Like
Houston.
Smith.
Like Houston and Madison and Morgan. These are last names.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, this is cool.
Sorry, I just had to sniffle, and I forgot we were on a radio show.
What?
I just sniffled real loud
oh,
for
you
everybody
did?
To hear that.
I didn't even hear it. I'm in my own world.
Me too, apparently.
So, this is cool. So, this is your good friend.
Yep.
When did you guys meet?
In December.
When I met you, Sam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm pretending I didn't hear it before. You know,
radio show. We have to let the listeners know.
Exactly.
We met in December, and
okay.
It's been love ever since.
Wow. And how did you guys meet? I mean, you told me you happened to be on the same street, right?
Yeah, we were talking about this right as we walked in, and mm-hmm. I was like, how do I know you? But seriously, how do I know you?
Really?
Yeah. How could you forget our love story?
Yeah.
We met through a mutual friend.
She's a
go-to. I remember
everything. Yeah.
Except the important stuff.
I typically remember everything, too, but it's a little cloudy this morning.
Yeah, so go on.
We met through a mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Alex.
Okay.
Also a name that could be confusing as to gender.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Is Alex
going to come on the show, too? Sometime?
One day, maybe. I don't know.
So that was like a mutual friend. And what, did you just say, I have somebody I want you to meet? Or did it just so happen that you guys met?
She told me about Taylor's store. So I went in and shopped. And then I met Taylor.
Oh.
And
so
I was
Taylor has a store.
For help. Which I still am.
Yeah. Where is your store? Is it in Hollywood?
It's Mid-City. So it's on Beverly Boulevard.
Okay.
And it's kind of near the Grove.
Oh, okay, just, nice. Nice area there.
Yeah, just east of the Grove.
Uh-huh. And what kind of a store do you have?
It is an everything store, very eclectic, but very curated at the same time. So there's vintage home decor, gifts, jewelry. We have really cool vintage barware from like the 1950s and 60s. And then there's a small selection of designer consignment resale clothing. And, I mean, you pretty much can find a gift for anyone.
Wow. And that's, so it's like a gift store, but a very unique one.
It is. Different. Because, like, especially the vintage things, you won't find that anywhere else. So,
yeah.
That makes a really great gift. Yeah, it's
one item idea there that is probably, like, so from so long ago that you can't find any like that. Wow, that's pretty cool. So
it's very personalized, too, and also... That's kind of like what I do. I do custom gift baskets, I guess.
Really?
You want to say, yeah.
Oh, how cool.
So people tell me who they're looking for, how much they want to spend, what the person's like, you know, and then I will send them over some ideas and they just like pick what they want. Very and everything's cool. Just like so unique.
Yeah. It sounds like it. So how did you get into that?
My first job was when I was 15. I worked at this little gift boutique down the street from my house in San Marino, where I grew up, which is like near Pasadena.
Wow. So you were working at 15 already?
Yeah. Well, the store just opened, and my mom and I walked in because it was right down the street from our house. And my mom's like, are you looking for anyone to work here? Like, here's my daughter. Here she is right here. And I don't even think it was really legal to work at 15. But
wow. First of all, they thought about you and your working ability since you were born and then put you into labor.
That's right? True. But you know what? These are awesome parents, you know? I mean, yeah, if I could get my kids to work at 15, that would have been great. So, I mean, but you probably felt that it didn't really feel like work, right? I mean, you liked the place.
I loved it. I love gift wrapping. And
she's so good at it.
All really? The little,
oh, yeah. My goodness. Wow.
My mom taught me young. I would wrap all the Christmas presents. So, yeah, I loved gift wrapping. People would come in and just like old ladies, you know, like want to like know about all the jewelry and I'd help them try it on. I How even cute, had to put earrings know? On an old lady one time. It was so strange. Never again. But yeah, I just really loved it. And I was a really dedicated worker. I worked every Monday after school and then every Saturday.
No, oh, very cool. And so that got you involved in all this stuff and everything. Now, was that store similar to what you do now? I mean, the kind of stuff they
carry? We did carry
carried?
Some of the same things, like the same soaps and hand creams and greeting cards. But her store was a little more gifty.
Right.
So mine has a little bit more... Well, she didn't have... I don't think she had any vintage stuff at her store either. Yeah. So my store is definitely like just a big mix of everything.
Sounds good. So what's it called?
It's called Espionage.
Oh, wow.
How did you come up with the name?
It's at 7456 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles, California.
Great. Do you have a website where people can check out anything? Or?
EspionageLA.com.
Oh, wow. There you go. You see, you guys got to check it out. I'm going to bring it up.
We're still working on it. So.
Really? Okay, so we won't send people there just to get the contact
Instagram is better.
It's a great.
EspionageLA.com, and Jen really helped me, like, step up my Instagram game.
Yeah, she's good at the social network stuff.
She is so good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Is your eye a little red?
Yeah, it's real red.
Is that because of the contact or something?
I think so.
Wow.
I have sensitive eyes, and they were awake a long time yesterday.
Really?
So they hurt.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Mine were awake a long time, too, yesterday.
See, I mean, we should just do this like this. This radio show just keep
running. Yeah, with your eyes closed, right?
Nobody knows that we're actually asleep.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that what I look like.
Yeah, don't you want to do like a Periscope or something?
I will. I'll do it. But you know I'm very bad at multitasking, so I'll probably Periscope while you guys are talking amongst yourselves.
Yeah,
I'll do it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But wait, so where did you come up with the name Espionage?
Well, it's very interesting because when I graduated college, I was modeling and, you know, you have a lot of free time on your hands, especially if you're not like a top model. So I would go to castings and just while I was like waiting, I would kind of take pictures of people that I would see on the streets or you know, outside of my car, wherever. And then I would post them to Facebook and make a really funny caption, like, of what I thought they were thinking, or, like, you know, basically what I thought was going on with their lives. And then I called it espionage. It was like I was being a...
The spy.
Spy.
Right.
Yeah, so then when people would ask me what I do for a living, such an annoying question, I hated being like, oh, I'm a model. Because it's like I just graduated college, and I really, like, didn't have a career at the time.
Right.
So,
but what's wrong with modeling? I mean, I think a lot of people
everyone
would
in
want
L.A.
to be.
Is a model, and model is a very loose term.
Somebody,
you know,
could post like pictures on Instagram and they call themselves a model.
Right, yeah.
Or they can be, you know, a model for like trade shows and like car shows.
Yeah.
Whatever, and be like, yeah, I'm a model. So I wasn't like a runway model or like, you know, a huge working model. So,
and besides, it sounds like
I was
like
signed with an agency, so it was very legit, and it was a good agency. But it just wasn't my passion. Right. And so then I would tell people, oh, I'm a spy. Yeah. I do espionage work, you know, and they'd be like, oh, interesting. It's a way better conversation starter than being
modeling.
A model.
Right. Yeah. And plus, I imagine, I mean, you seem pretty intelligent to me, and you went to college. So you probably felt modeling is sort of like going back, right? It's like below you or something.
No, not below me. It's just like, it's not that.
It doesn't seem ambitious or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, because obviously...
I just hadn't reached my modeling goals, and I still haven't. So I just didn't feel like I should be like, yeah, I'm a model.
Okay. I like that. I respect that.
Yeah. Is that what you wanted to be, like, as a career?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought it would be definitely fun, and, like, it sounds like a glamorous... job.
Yeah, it does sound like it, but when you hear about it, it's not as glamorous
at
all.
Not.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's actually hard work.
Like, yeah.
Modeling is tiring.
It is. You know, the positions you have to. And,
yeah.
And also just sitting around, you know, that I hear.
Oh my gosh, so much downtime. You're just like sitting for.
I will die if I had to be bored like that.
One time I was doing a shoot for this commercial, and my call time was like 7 in the morning in the valley, and I live in West Hollywood, so, you know, it was a bit of a drive. And then I literally sat around all day until I think 4:30, and then I finally shot my part, and it was maybe 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's crazy, then they pay you too.
Yeah,
out there.
It's like, they do. And I sat down and ate craft services all day. Like, I can't tell you how many bags of chips I had. I was like, I always feel so sick after shoots because I'm like, there's all this food here. I'm just going to, like, sit and eat it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, though, like, craft services is, like, the best thing that's ever happened. But it's the worst thing because you have nothing to do but eat. And you're like, well, it's free and it's there.
Yeah, and it's all your favorite foods on one table.
Like, I must be hungry.
And you're there to model, you know.
Right.
You don't really want to stuff your face.
No, you gain weight on shoots.
Yeah.
And they always serve the worst food. You're like, I'm supposed to be modeling, and there's macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, everywhere.
So, espionage, I mean, that's a great name. When Jen first told me that, I thought it's a spy story, you know?
Well,
but that's the good. I mean, it's a good conversation.
I have
story.
Had someone call and say, do you sell, like, infrared cameras? And I was like... no. Why do you want it?
But you should have expected that, you know, right?
Well, you could sell a vintage one.
I could, yes, definitely.
And then it would fit.
I mean, I would even sell, I guess, an infrared camera if I got my hands on one. But I'm not really going to go look to source one.
Right. What's the most random thing you've sold?
The most random thing I've sold would definitely have to be my brother brought in, like, this Woody doll from Toy Story.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of dirty. It was weird. And I just had it like sitting on a little bench in the store, like kind of cute, whatever. And this old lady comes in. She's like, how much is that doll? I was like, $40. Like, I just made up a price. She's like, I'll take it. I'm like, okay. So that was pretty funny. But I've definitely sold so many random things.
Yeah. So where do you find them all? I mean, you have probably many sources, right?
So many sources.
Right.
We go to my mom and I. She helps me do the buying. And we go to the gift shows. And there's one in L.A., one in New York. We've also been to one in Paris, which we didn't get anything at because it's like such a hassle to ship things
overseas.
Yeah. Right? See, because with the New York and LA shows, they have like a middleman that does all that for you. So you deal with the reps from each line. And but in Paris, we actually did go to the flea market and brought back some really cool things, which have all sold. So that's sad. But there was some really...
It's the point of the business, yeah, right? So
it is. It's hard to like let things go sometimes.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I mean, think about it. Most people sell like commodities, you know. They don't care.
Right.
But here you probably get attached to every item you have.
Well, one thing...
Because you handpick them.
Yeah, one thing I sold that I still think about that I'm so sad was this plexiglass lamp. It was like a cube plexiglass with a branch inside with real butterflies on the branch. And it was so pretty.
That's so cool.
It was very mid-century, like really cool. And I had it in on display in the store as well because, and then I put a really high priced or what I thought was a high price tag on it because this was when I first opened because I didn't have any place to store the lamp and I wanted it for my apartment eventually one day and it sold. So,
what did you charge for it?
$500.
Oh, wow. And somebody bought that?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of lamps for your house with that.
I know. I feel like, I mean, that's not like, that is a high price, but it's not a price that no one's going to touch it. Because I did have a couple of people interested because it was so unique. But yeah, it's gone. Very at least cool. I know who has it. So if I like really wanted it back one day, maybe I could offer her $1,000. I don't know. Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Taylor King, who is Jen's friend. And we're getting more and more of Jen's friends here, which is really cool because they all turn out to be great. And because I guess it must be you, right? Because they say, you know, I mean, you hang out with the people that are...
She's so popular.
Yeah. Is she really?
Getting to be too much. I have to turn people down for friendship. And I'm really? Like, I'm sorry. I've maxed list. Out my friends. And you, maybe yeah. next month I won't
maybe
like
someone
somebody.
Someone dies.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to go there. You always go there.
I'm sorry.
So people have to take a number and stand in line to be
and hopefully
friend.
The other ones won't die.
It's like a Jewish deli. She's like, take a number.
Take a number, get in line. We're out of pastrami right now.
So like your quota is full. No more time for more friends.
You want to know something funny about this whole thing? So for whatever reason, Sam and I always talk about like relationships and dating and whatever. So there's this guy that like I like met recently in the past 2 weeks, you know, which the one I sent you a picture of.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. We won't say his name. But so
I saw more than I bargained for.
Yes, you did. So anyway, I sent you funny pictures. So he and I met and like we're like, we liked each other for like a second. And then he proceeded to write me every single day a text.
Wow.
And I was like, well, he must want to date me or something because why is he writing me every single day? But he would write me every day and not ask me to hang out. So I was like, hold on. Are we pen pals? Yeah. Are we best friends? Because I definitely don't have room for that in my life right now. I have enough best friends.
Right.
So at some point, he finally like stopped texting. But I was like, I don't need guy friends either.
Right.
You know? So like in this whole dating process, you can't just be a pen pal.
But wait a
There's
minute.
There's got to be action.
He put you in the friend zone right away?
No, I have no idea what his game was, but I was not into playing it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't have time for that.
I'm too busy to text you every day.
Right. I'm like, I text my girlfriends about all the things in their lives. I literally cannot write you back about the jokes you send me and
right,
the pick the
exactly.
memes and the man that is like 100 years old blowing me a kiss. I'm like, right. I don't have time for that. Ask me for plans or don't, but don't text me every day.
Right. Well, maybe he was waiting for you to ask or something. You know, maybe
he's a 39-year-old man. He needs to grow up.
Is he shy?
No, he's not shy at all. He's an actor.
Yeah. No. Guys need to ask a girl out.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I guess especially after you've written each other for a while and you see she's interested.
Right. He knows I am.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what that whole ordeal is. I just don't get it.
No. So we move on. Sorry. Bye, Felicia. We don't have time for that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Bye.
Taylor's going to be helping with my dating life soon. So mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
I'm just going to like let her run with it and pick people for me to go
I'm
out
such
with.
Such a good judger and filter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you? Are you able to find decent men or what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, now I guess I have.
She has a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you have a boyfriend now. Cool.
Yeah. But it is really hard in LA. I mean, guys are such stupid poop heads. They are. They're so rude and selfish usually. And they, and like, I just see it all the time with my friends. Like, guys will ask a girl to come over. And it's like, no, I'm not going to come over. Like, you need to ask me out on a date. And I don't think, I mean, call me old fashioned, but I don't think, I'm not looking for someone to like hang out with in the beginning. Like, I don't need to just hang out. Like,
we have our girlfriends for that.
Exactly. And it's like, everyone's looking for a significant other. And I don't think that's really how you should go about finding one.
Right.
You should have more like standards for yourself.
Right. So how did you meet him? I mean, how did you finally manage to find a good one?
Well, I was actually dating someone at the time, and he thinks it's so funny because he told me, like, because this guy who I was dating before asked me to be his girlfriend after 4 dates.
Really?
And I guess that's a little, like, psychotic. Like, will you be my girlfriend? Like, after 4 dates. Barely even knew the guy. And, of course, I said yes because he was good-looking, nice.
And you were probably excited that he wanted to be your boyfriend after 4 dates. You're like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure. Yeah. And so he thought that was, like, crazy. And he's like, don't you think that's crazy? I'm like, well, maybe. So we ended up breaking up maybe, like, the next day. And we only dated for 4 months. 4 dates equals 4 months. So
wow.
We broke up, and then my friend... We have a mutual friend, like one of my really good guy friends is his friend. So he was like, yeah, why, like, you guys should go on a date or something.
Really?
So, yeah, we went on a date and...
So ended up with his friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Not the weirdos.
Right.
They're no relation with them.
Right.
My other good...
Oh, I see. Okay. Friend. Yeah. Okay,
was
gotcha.
Like, why don't you go out with him? Mm. So we went on like a bunch of dates and...
That's cool. So now...
I was not his girlfriend after 4 dates.
No. So now after 4 dates, is that too soon to ask for someone to be... I mean, you don't ask
someone... That's
basically
like 4 weeks, you know?
It's real. That's real quick. However, though, I don't know. I feel
like a month.
I feel like you also have to like... judge like your time spent together and like the person that is asking. A guy asked me to be his girlfriend after like the first date, and all my friends were like, that's insane. I'm like, but we like just want like that. I could just tell.
Yeah,
but then it also crashed and burned. I think things like end as quickly as they start.
Totally.
So if something starts
like
too quickly,
juice diet, you know,
yeah,
you lose all this weight and then you're off it and then boom, gain it all back.
Well, that's not necessarily so. I have experiences where it started fast and it lasted a long time, you know, so
you
never know. But the thing is, I think after 4 dates, I mean, look, if you talk to each other between the dates and everything and get to know each other, because you said you didn't really know anything about him, but after 4 dates, I would know quite a bit about the woman, you know. I would make sure.
This day and age, though, people like to get their drink on when they're at a date. So.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like
things aren't really like meaningful. I feel like,
yeah,
the date,
like, it's very superficial. You're just
like you're having fun together.
Yeah, you're having fun. You're like, oh, this person's so fun, but I'm also wasted. Like,
yeah, I'm like, yeah. I kind of don't remember anything you said.
Yeah,
so I have to get to know you each
person.
Time.
Right, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
No,
way,
well,
it doesn't. But
in our world,
I think this day and age with these kids,
these days, we sort of live in the same.
Yeah.
Area of happy, of fun times.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. It is kind of immature, though, to ask someone to be their girlfriend, right? It's unusual. I mean,
I guess.
You just kind of let it happen,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
It should progress naturally.
And I think you know right away if it's going to go anywhere or something.
Right.
Yeah. But I was in the headset, like, this is a guy that knows what he wants, you know? So I was like, that's awesome. But really, he was just like, he ended up being a sociopath. I read this article that was like 9 signs you're dating a sociopath, and he was every one of them.
Whoa.
I was like, oh my God, I'm dating a sociopath. Cool.
Sweet.
Like, I've never done that before.
He's just a different type.
And then I was like, no, I need to end this.
Yikes.
So if you guys want to check out what Taylor is selling, go to espionagela.com, right?
.com. Or Instagram at espionagela. It's very... Right.
But there's probably no contact information on Instagram, right? Or is there?
Yeah, I have the address and the website. So
oh, okay, cool.
And you can see everything that's in the store, like when new stuff comes in.
Mm-hmm. That's true on Instagram. So you don't really need a website. That's true.
And the gifting thing is like one of my favorites. So honestly, and Mother's Day is coming up soon too. And moms are so hard to shop for. But I have these amazing little succulents that are inside vintage teacups, like a little cup and saucer. And it's really hard to find vintage teacups, by the way, especially cute ones.
Really? How'd you get them?
I found them at an estate sale in Pasadena.
Fancy.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
So they're really beautiful.
So your job is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I also curate gift baskets for a lot of talent agencies around the area. So for all their clients who are mainly actors and directors and producers. So that's fun just to see who I'm going to curate a gift for. And
what's the most random curated gift you've done, like put together?
Okay, so the talent agencies, they like to do a lot of themed gifts according to what movie the actor's working on. And what, like, I literally get every sort of theme. So one theme was this woman who is in her mid-40s and she's climbing a mountain. I think it was like Mount Everest or something, and she gets lost. And they're like, now put together a gift that goes
with that theme. Which one it is.
What was it?
Wild. Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, see, really? Sometimes, like, they don't tell me who it's actually for, so I don't know. But maybe, yeah.
Well, no, because it wouldn't have been Mount Everest.
It was some, like, mountain with snow.
Yeah, so she went in the snow in Wild.
So we ended up doing a scarf, a compass, like this little brass compass.
Wait, when was this? Recent?
Like half a year ago.
Okay, sure. Wild. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And we did like a little journal and a cute pen. So, because obviously she's going to be like documenting.
Journaling.
Yeah, journaling.
She was. So, that was a big part of the movie.
Cool. Okay. So that was spot
this
on.
This is a fun game.
And it is. Like literally every time they come in, I'm like, it racks my brain. I'm just like, what do I do? So another one was this brother is overshadowed by his really good-looking brother, but then he gets mugged in a car. And then the good-looking brother tries to, like, invite him to join his fraternity. And then he, like, overcomes all of his issues because he's, like, is in a lineup where he sees the muggers. And he has to, like, point out who, like, robbed him. So I'm like, okay, what kind of gift do you do for that?
Did you give him the gold gun?
No, I didn't, because I wasn't sure if the robbers had guns, but obviously they probably did. So anyways, we did the frat party starter kit, because since he joins the frat. So we did shatterproof wine glasses, fun straws, beer chillers, a bottle opener, which was in the shape of a gun bottle.
Oh, yes.
So we did incorporate that. These really fun cocktail napkins that said something funny about drinking. And then disposable little beer coasters. So that was kind of they loved
fun.
It. They were
so
like,
fun.
Yeah, that's fun. Definitely not doing the same thing over and over every day.
No, yeah. And then cool. Another gift, too, was it was actually they were looking for something for Steven Spielberg because he's doing that movie, the BFG, Big Friendly Giant. So they were like, we need, but they were very vague at first when I found out who it was for. They were like, we need a gift that's like for giants. I was like, okay. They're like, it's for a very big director. I'm like, okay, giants, that's it. Great, got it.
And go.
I was like, literally did not know what to do. So we had this huge trunk. And I filled it with, like, huge things, like a big vase, which would be the giant's goblet. I basically did, like, a picnic in this trunk. We did, like, a huge cheese board, which is his plate. We did salad tossers, which were his utensils. You know?
Cute.
So it was, like, a big picnic for a giant. Didn't like the idea. No. That's okay. You can't win them all.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how much can you do with a giant?
I know.
That's so random. Get a gift for a giant.
Yeah, I was like, a little more info, please.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not like you can find giants in, you know, where you can take their stuff that they use. You know, I mean, you have to be quite imaginative when it comes to that.
But since I have a lot of vintage things in the store, too, sometimes it's really easy to go with the themes. Like, I have this really cool vintage fireman hat, and that could go for, like, I don't know, any movie theme that has to do with fire. Actually, I think, no, wait, they asked me for a gift the other day, and what was it called? Oh, it was like the Angels and Demons sequel. It was called Inferno?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, is there fire in it? Is there a fireman? Because I was like, I have the fire hat. I'm like really trying to like push it on them. And they're like, no, there's no fire. It's about a disease. I'm like, all right.
Weird, because Inferno, doesn't that usually mean fire?
No, but this is referring to Dante's Inferno, which is like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but Dante was a philosopher way back when. And he created the world like hell, purgatory, and heaven.
Yeah.
And so Inferno is like what he wrote. You know, that was his like... that was like his philosophy and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what it refers to. Mm-hmm. Because the in the book, I read the book, it's also like the Da Vinci Code.
Right.
And angels, yeah. So it's going to be the same thing, you know, and similar things taking place in Europe and stuff. But it's a great story. So cool. It's with Tom Hanks, right?
I'm not
probably
sure.
Yeah,
maybe that's
because he played the role for two movies, so I'm sure he's going to be in this one as well.
So I sent them like I have this skull and it's from Italy.
Uh-huh.
It was like a gold skull,
right.
But I can't remember. I don't think they did the gift. They didn't like my Inferno.
Yeah, see, the Inferno has a lot to do with suffering and stuff too. So you wouldn't want to get into that too much, you know?
Yeah,
but
that'd be weird. Gifts for suffering. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy gifting.
I know, like be stuck in purgatory for the rest of time. You know?
No thanks.
No thanks. You've done a lot of cool gaming gifts though.
Yes, for men because. Guys love games.
They love to play their games, like texting with no purpose. Just saying.
Or not texting back after like a million hours. I just assume they've died.
Yeah.
Anytime a guy doesn't text back, oh, they must be dead.
That's the only explanation that makes sense.
It makes you feel better, and it's just like, They gotta be dead. They probably choked on a sandwich in their house.
Probably. And then when they finally do respond, you're like, oh, I'm so happy they're alive.
Yeah,
so it's positive.
Right. And maybe it has nothing to do with you. You know, I mean, maybe something happened.
It can't
in their
have
life
anything to do with us because we are doing everything right.
Yeah. Right.
And
there you go.
So cool. And people love to text us back.
It's true.
There you go.
It's true. But so what kinds of games do you have?
So we have a lot of beautiful backgammon boards. And chess sets.
Mm.
And I just got in Chinese checkers. Pretty cool. It comes in like this octagon-shaped box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have playing cards. So basically the game gift basket that we do involves all those games I just mentioned. Oh, there's also a poker set. Mm-hmm. And I'll throw in like this really cool leather journal and these really fun pencils. They're like... in cool shapes,
right.
Because you have to keep score.
Right.
And vintage dice, right?
I did have a container of vintage dice, but I don't have that right now because it's old.
And you got to throw a video game in there, too.
Oh, my gosh. A cool vintage, like, Nintendo set.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So cool.
Just like the whole set.
Yeah.
Controllers and everything.
Yeah.
And then we throw in some sea salt caramels because you're going to have something to snack on while you're playing games.
Mm.
So that's a really, it's an easy go-to gift for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And everyone likes
it. Very cool. Yeah, I love backgammon. Do you play backgammon?
I have.
Yeah?
In my time.
Yeah, what about you? Have you played backgammon?
I have watched people play backgammon, but no, I've never played.
I'm so good at it, man. It's so addicting, you know, once you get good at it, because... it's like you can only get so good at it. Once you know all the rules and all the different moves and everything, it just comes down to luck, really.
So it's not like chess. Like chess is a strategic game.
Yeah, yeah. No, this one has dice, so obviously it has some luck in it as well.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a very cool game.
Well, if anyone's listening, they should buy Sam a backgammon gift for his birthday from Taylor's store.
There you go.
Or just wood grain, a faux croc trim.
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
I've seen it.
Wow.
Real pretty.
I know, they're really, because it's a sport, not a sport, but a game that's played all over the world. So people make different boards, different styles, depending on the culture, right?
Yeah. They're all different, like... yeah, all the designs are different, and they're all from different cultures, essentially.
Sounds good. Well, if you guys want gifts, check out your Instagram. Mm-hmm. What's that called?
Espionage LA.
Espionage LA.
Yeah.
And you guys can check out all the stuff from Taylor. And your store is, again, where is it?
It's on Beverly Boulevard in between Fairfax and La Brea.
Cool.
On the south side. And an ice cream shop just opened next door, so if that'll tempt you. And they have homemade donuts, too.
There you go. Is that an area where people walk?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of restaurants around the area, really good restaurants. So,
yeah. Because for location, you want a lot of foot traffic, right?
Yeah, people tend to think there isn't a lot of foot traffic, but I really do like Beverly Boulevard. Because it's not Melrose. It's not like super urban.
Right.
Like Melrose.
Exactly.
It's not grungy. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's near Erewhon.
Yeah.
Can't be that bad.
Yeah, I love Erewhon.
Yeah.
So.
There's also like other interior design stores and gift stores down there too. Mm-hmm.
A lot of
like
stores.
The gift row.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
she also nice. Sells vintage clothing, Sam.
Yeah.
You've been into shopping lately, so.
I have, but not into vintage stuff. I don't wear vintage stuff. For me,
well,
everything has to be
actually
new.
Mostly contemporary.
Really?
And they're all designer labels.
Like what kinds?
Like Prada. Anything from Prada to Chanel to Diane von Furstenberg, like Trina Turk, you know. It has to just be like contemporary style.
Right.
And I do like take on clothing from various consigners. So, right. Sam, if you had any women's clothing that you would like to consign.
I will.
I would be interested.
Yeah. I have a lot in my closet.
Yeah, he's got a whole closet just of women's clothes.
Yeah,
some
there
people
you go.
Do have that.
Yeah, so it's a great way to, like, instead of having your clothes sitting in your closet that you never wear, you can have them sitting in the store, potentially making money for yourself.
That's true.
I sold something.
She did sell something.
Really? Very yes. cool.
I sure. didn't think it was going to sell, but it did.
It was a very exciting moment for me. Somebody actually gave it to me, and I was like, well, I'm going to sell that.
Yeah.
So you started this right after college? Or
no, I started this.
What did you do after college?
I was modeling and
oh yeah, that's right. So you
I still
the
do that stuff too on the side.
Right.
I'm still with an agency, and that's great too because you know,
yeah,
it's extra income.
Yeah, of course.
Because owning a store is difficult.
Right.
Not
requires a lot.
Yeah, it's not like you just whip open your doors and you're like, come buy things.
Yeah, I know, and especially in your store, you know, where you have
yeah.
you know original, unique things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, very cool. So now, when did you start going out with your boyfriend? Is it like a long time ago or?
Oh, back to that subject.
Back to that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to, I know Jen likes to talk about this, so we always go back to that.
I would say like since last summer.
Okay, so now do you find it, but you guys still spend time just without the guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of girl time that happens.
You can't ditch your girlfriend.
Really? And he doesn't mind that? I mean, he doesn't, like,
no,
want to monopolize your time or
no,
anything?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
We are both very independent people.
Very cool.
So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you planning a family yet or what's going on?
Yeah. The real serious questions.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think right now. I just can't imagine, like, being pregnant and having like a person grow inside of me.
But would you get married now? I mean, are you ready for marriage?
Yeah, I mean, I think I am.
Mm. Are you guys similar ages?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm older, but similar enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never know. I don't know. I think it just has to naturally happen.
It does.
You
it
are
does.
Wearing
don't
white.
Don't go looking for it.
I love to wear white. It's very Yolanda.
Yeah.
Yolanda Foster, for those who don't know.
You know, which reminds me, I'm going Sunday to a party, a white party.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody has to wear white.
Do you want to ask Taylor what you should wear? Like style-wise? Because, I mean, there are styles
probably,
that work and styles that don't work.
But what am I going to do? What am I? I'm going to buy
like
white clothes just for that?
It's more difficult for a guy to dress all in white. Because
right.
Unless
you wear shorts, you know?
Yeah.
If you wear white shorts, it would be okay.
You could wear a nice pair of white shorts, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe like...
Because long white pants would look like a golfer's pants or something, you know?
Yeah, or maybe a doctor or someone from like Miami Beach or something.
Hey, I'm from Miami Beach.
Yeah.
I love Miami Beach, don't get me wrong,
I
but
know,
I'm
like
just imagining
part of a leisure
like, a,
suit
like a guy like on the beach like, welcome to Miami with like the Tommy Bahama.
Oh, God. Okay, can we talk about trends right now? Is it okay for a man to wear a... short sleeve, like those Guayabera shirts that are buttoned down.
Excuse me?
They're like real. I can't stand them. What they're like that? Real stiff shirts that have short sleeves, a collar, and they're like flowers.
Really?
Like a Tommy Bahama shirt?
All, basically like that.
And guys wear that? Well, I guess it
depends how
fashion,
old, I guess,
right?
You know. I suppose if you're over 60, maybe.
You heard that. All right, well.
But yeah. If I was, like, dating a guy and he was wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt, I'd be like, what is happening with this right now? Like, are we a tourist in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Are we?
Are we?
We could be if we go there.
Yeah, there you go.
Aren't
you
going? I prefer solid to patterns anyways.
Yeah, me too. And if I wear patterns, it's just like stripes or
yeah,
something, you know?
Something classic.
Yeah. I know. There's too much stuff going on. And especially people that wear like stuff with the... like t-shirts where they advertise somebody.
Oh, like the logo
know?
Or something.
Yeah,
or
something like that. I mean, that's got to go, you know? I mean, and
it's
and
like,
guys,
first of all, why do you want to wear a shirt that says Bebe?
Yeah, or something like that.
Or you know? Like Armani Exchange. So bad.
I know. So you got to cut that out. I wanted to bring up this thing. Did you hear that tattoos may stop the Apple Watch from working? Did you guys hear that?
No, but that's weird. Why would that have
yeah.
to change?
Because I guess, you know, when you measure your heart rate and stuff and some other things, I guess, they receive notifications from your skin, I guess, or something. But it uses, like, your heart rate and... like, to measure your heart rate. And they're saying that the tattoo somehow... you know,
block that from happening.
Yeah.
What about like flash that. Tattoos?
Oh yeah.
Show off your flash tattoo.
See?
Oh, wow.
Sam, do you know what that is?
Well, I guess from the name, I can imagine
it's a
something
metallic temporary tattoo.
Yeah. So you like stick it on or something?
Yeah, just like how you would a temporary tattoo. You take right. the plastic and you put it on, and then you put a little sponge,
right?
And it transfers onto your skin.
Very cool. Yeah. So that probably would. Would interfere too. I don't know. Have you seen the Apple Watch yet? Have you gone to Apple
yeah.
Store yet?
But technology confuses me. I don't even know how to work my phone.
Oh, wow. The watch is very cool. I mean, you don't get it because you need it, but because it's a fashion statement. And it,
I don't know that it's
technological
a
statement.
Is it on trend with fashion, the Apple Watch?
Well, I don't know, but it's got a cool factor. You have to admit that.
I guess
you know,
it's really expensive.
It's so very expensive.
Feel cool, like you can buy nice things.
Yeah, yes. You know, because I wanted to get one. I mean, but the thing is, the cheapest one is $650. Oh. If you want the metallic band, then it's $1,000.
I saw that there was like a 14 karat gold one.
Yeah, for $10,000.
Yeah. I want that one.
Yeah.
If I were to get one, I want that one.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. They have them all under glass at the Apple Store, you know.
As they should. It's like jewelry.
Yeah.
Can't imagine wearing that though on my wrist.
Yeah, no, it's not really for women. It's more for men, I think.
Well,
you know, I think so too.
It's just the design,
or like, yeah,
because it's still kind of bulky. You know, it's not like women like delicate things and small.
Oh,
watches
do they?
And stuff.
Delicate well, things.
I love delicate things.
Delicate Why rings. Did I say something wrong?
You know, she really likes delicate things.
I just love
really?
Anything delicate.
Oh, okay, so I hit it right on the nose.
Delicate okay. pastries, delicate teacups,
delicate jewelry,
delicate dogs.
You still need to get a store dog.
Delicate men. Just kidding.
Yeah.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's definitely not delicate.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, so help me a little bit out with this party. Now, it's going to be a huge thing. It's being thrown by, I mean, I got an email that this is happening. I thought maybe I should go. So it's like in Santa Monica. It's thrown by a couple of companies or organizations, but one is the three-day rule. Remember we had Kate here?
Yep, I know them well.
Yeah, so they're throwing this thing, and it's a white party on Sunday. So I thought I'd check it out. I just have to figure out what to wear. But now that I'm thinking about it, I do have white shorts. I do have white...
I would wear like a nice, like crisp white button-down shirt.
Right.
You know, just very classic. Maybe roll up the sleeves a little.
Yeah.
Right.
And then maybe if you had some white jeans, even.
Yeah.
Or don't tuck in your shirt, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, let it loose, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, with shorts, you let it out.
Or even, yeah, some white shorts, like a nice quality slack. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Slacks. Like slacks, but like a short.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's on the beach.
It's on the actual beach?
No, not on the beach.
Where is it?
It's somewhere close. I'm not even sure. It's on the ticket. I don't know.
Is it at night?
And then maybe like a fly pair of white Adidas?
It's during the day. Or Reebok.
Shell tops. Right.
Yeah, what do you wear for shoes? I mean, you know, I have some... white.
Oh, I could have a white party right now.
You totally could.
Yeah.
You should go.
I have...
stay in that till Sunday.
That's perfect.
I have loafers that are kind of off-white. They're pretty cool. So maybe
loafers are nice.
Loafers would be nice, I think.
But with shorts, yeah.
Yeah, I can't handle man sandals.
No,
yeah,
mandals.
No,
mandals, no.
And
men feet,
and
stay inside.
Yeah, and sneakers you don't wear just every day. You know, I don't think it looks cool to wear sneakers all the time.
Unless they're really nice sneakers, like not running sneakers.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Guys' shoes are hard.
Yeah.
I used to judge boys in elementary school by their socks.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is, you don't have to be a genius to see that when you go to the mall, it's mostly women's stores, you know.
Yes.
Because men don't really buy clothes, you know. It's like usually the man will go with the girlfriend or the spouse or whatever shopping. I go by myself, but then it takes forever for me to finally do it, you know.
You recently went.
I did.
You did.
I did, and I need to go again.
I went with my boyfriend shopping one time, and it was the strangest experience. It was like going to the grocery store or something. It was like he had a recipe, and he just picked out everything really quick, threw it in a bag.
Exactly.
And
that's what we do.
Like, what? No trying on? Like, no browsing?
I could not handle that.
Yeah.
No, there's got to be it's like a slow process.
So I read something very interesting that not just with clothing, but with everything, 76% of all purchases are made by women.
I believe
Can
that.
Can you imagine
I believe that?
Wow.
You know what I think men have a hard time shopping is because their moms always clothe them.
Probably.
And buy them things. So they have there's no like decision process. They just wear what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they don't have the patience to actually go through a store and like sift through and decide even what they like because somebody had already decided for them.
That's true. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And also I think a lot of guys just don't have fashion sense or something, you know. They just kind of pick up some jeans and a t-shirt and that's it, you know.
It's much harder for
but I know that woman. Once I go, I get into it, you know, and then let's try on 25 different things, you know?
Well, like women have like belts, like necklaces,
exactly.
Blazers,
so many things, and
like
skirts,
different
and dresses,
shoes, and wedges, or sandals, or whatever.
Yeah. And lingerie.
It's such a
jewelry.
Headache sometimes. Like
too much.
Literally, that's why sometimes I just wear the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm like I can't. I just can't handle figuring out what to wear, and then all my clothes are on the floor, and I'm so hot, and it's just like it's really tiring.
I know
being a girl is tiring. There's a process that is unexplainable.
Yeah, no, I mean definitely, you know, and
hair, just makeup,
and it's like wear,
so going
wear the
on.
Belt the wrong way,
right?
And that's just a fashion faux pas, like
wow.
Like, how do you style your rings? Are you putting them on
exactly.
the right fingers? Do they stack properly together? Do they go with the other thing that you're wearing?
Yeah.
And then if you're a friend that you're going out with is also wearing a statement necklace, one of you has to take it off.
Really?
You can't both be statement queens.
Last night, my girlfriend and I both wore jean jackets, and I was almost like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, I let it. I rolled with it.
That's good. Good. There's a lot to consider, though, when going out with girls.
Because you don't want to be like twinsies.
Nope.
Like we're part of a cult or something.
Can't both wear a pencil skirt. Ruled that one out.
Yeah, those are problems, I'm telling you.
These are real world problems.
I know, you know, and amazingly, you know, when I go to a store like Macy's or something, an entire floor for women's shoes, but just a little small section.
Yeah, they're like
of
in the
men's
corner.
Shoes, you know. And
you got loafers, sneakers, sandals. That's what you got. Boots, maybe.
In like brown, black, and tan.
Right.
Well, those nice shoes, but I didn't get them over there. I got them at a shoe store.
Oh. You know. But the options are limited is what we're
saying. Exactly. Exactly. And because men don't care. What do they care about shoes?
Men don't care.
We know that. Yeah. Men don't care. The lesson from today is men don't care.
They don't have a care in the world.
There you go.
Must
and
be
you
next.
Guys care too much.
We do.
Someone's got to.
Things.
I mean, overanalyze
everything. If you're worried about what your friend's wearing and whether it clashes or matches what you do, that's tough. That's
Someone has to care in the world.
That's complicated.
Maybe that's why we need a woman president. Okay, Hillary. It is.
Right. All right, everybody. Well, we have Taylor King. Thank you so much, Taylor, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Everybody, check out Espionage LA on Instagram.
Yes.
And
Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, Espionage LA, and you can find all kinds of cool things. So thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Oh, if you're my 10,000th follower, I'll give you $10,000.
Wow, there you go. Now, you said it on the radio. People will hold you to it. All right. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.